It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. And what do you do when all of your friends, all of your relatives, your significant other, even your pets are sick of listening to you talk? That's when you create a brand new radio segment to unload your mindless ramblings and frustrations onto your coworkers.
Genius.
It's a segment that we do called What's On Your Mind, where we just go around the room and find out what each member of the morning show has been thinking about lately. Starting with Brooke, what's been on your mind?
So last week for Thanksgiving, I thought I would be really nice, and I made all these little mini pies for my neighbors.
Cute.
Oh, yeah.
That's nice.
Cute. Right? I trying to spread the cheer, and I went with the kids and had the kids drop them at the doorstep and then knock and run, you know, because COVID. So they don't want to stand at the door.
Just pranking people.
Yeah.
That looks so
anyway,
sketchy.
And I will admit, I am not an amazing baker, but here's your pies. I haven't heard from one person. No one has texted me. No one has called me. No one has even said thanks.
Oh, I mean, no. You at least got to say thanks.
They did when they took the pie, but isn't it like a natural thing after you eat someone's food, then you text them and tell them how wonderful it is?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Even before you see it from Brooke, I'd say thanks, Brooke.
I think it might have been really bad.
Uh-oh.
I mean, I ate the same thing, but maybe I don't think anyone liked it.
Yeah, I think it's their way of telling you, this Christmas, we're good.
Yeah. You know? We don't want the Christmas cookies.
We don't need any of those, like, homemade sugar plum candies that you made. Just keep them to yourself.
I mean, I didn't need, like, a text from everybody, but just, like, 1 out of 5 would have been nice.
Is it a pity text now to say, so how'd you like your cakes?
I don't,
I don't think you do.
Do they get food poisoning?
Well, Jose, what's been on your mind lately?
Well, Thanksgiving was different for me this year. As I said before, that I couldn't be with my family.
Yeah.
So I was solo, but I ordered an entire feast from a local chef. So they drop off this huge box. Everything is wrapped and covered. And in my head, when I ordered it, I just thought, I'm going to microwave everything. Like, everything's cooked. I just toss it in the microwave. But then I pull out a sheet that looks like a menu. And I'm like, oh, I have to, like, use an oven. Like, a real oven.
Oh, no.
I haven't turned my oven on in years.
It's all made. You just actually have to cook it.
Yeah, so I don't have to mix anything, but I just have to put it in and time everything. And I have to keep track of things, which means I'm not good at in general.
There's a timer on the oven.
Yeah, and I set timers on my phone too, but still, I have to go check in, make sure it's not burning and stuff.
They work much like microwaves, just you cook for longer.
I don't know. I didn't know that. I wish you would have been there. So anyway, so what I do is I'm very adamant. I go one by one.
What, not together?
Well, I wish you would have been there.
Oh, no.
6 hours later, when I'm taking the last thing out of my oven, I realize, oh, this is 400 degrees for almost everything. And then I Google, can you put in multiple? Yeah,
no.
Brooke, you can put it.
So you were eating them one by one as they came out?
Exactly.
So like you cooked the stuffing, you ate the stuffing, you cooked
it. Yes, and yes.
So you had like a 6 hour long dinner.
It's like when you go to those fancy restaurants and there's 32 courses.
Yeah.
There you go.
I just thought they had them all warmed up back there and ready to go. Anyway, so.
So was it good?
It was delicious.
Okay.
I loved every bit of everything I ate, but to cook it was a marathon.
Oh my God.
Wow.
We're all learning lessons.
Yeah.
This,
I probably know how to use an oven now.
I cooked. I did it.
Congratulations, Jose. Social media coordinator Alexis, tell us what's been on your mind.
So I went home this past weekend to see my parents.
Nice.
And I mean, I love seeing them, but I love Parents House because you get to mooch off of everything of theirs, you know?
I love visiting
Do you bring your dirty laundry home for your mom to do?
Of course, every time.
Okay. Totally.
Yeah. Yes.
Right.
But this time was a little different for me. It started when my mom said a comment to me about how I hadn't done the dishes at her house.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, I don't do those when I'm here. I don't know what to do.
I'm a guest, mom.
Yeah, I am. Dude, you make your guests do the dishes. But then the next day she asked me to go to the grocery store and get her some things. She never paid me back.
Right, because she had just been feeding you for 3 days.
It's her food. I go there to save money. And I didn't get reimbursed.
You didn't get reimbursed from your mom, who was paid for your entire life.
Yeah, that's not the point.
Yeah.
I still need money. And then the laundry, I brought it. Did it get done? No!
Oh,
no, you guys!
They're not your parents anymore.
Dude, she's putting her foot down.
Yeah,
she's
done. I don't know
what's
happening. It's like I get an adult job, and they think I can fend for myself now.
Yeah. The radio show ruined
Dude,
it for
you're
you.
Out of college. It's the real world now.
Is it always like this?
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not.
Adulthood is a constant stream of dirty dishes and laundry, and none of them are ever total. The cycle never ends.
You can always send your mom a bill, too.
Might have to do that.
Yeah.
I got
what?
What?
The groceries?
For the groceries. Oh. You know.
Okay. Thank you, Jeff.
You're entitled to it. I'm sure there's some lawyers out there that'll help you get that done.
Anyway, I'm just in shock still, but whatever, Mom.
Jeff, what's on your mind?
Well, everybody knows there's a few things in life that are guaranteed.
Okay.
There's death, taxes, and getting approved for a loan through a credit union.
Uh-oh.
What?
It's supposed to be a guarantee.
I don't think so. Approval is not a guarantee.
I heard credit unions are better, though.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Apparently not for me. Because I've been trying to upgrade to a better used car.
Okay.
So I applied for a loan through a credit union, and they call me, and they tell me I've been denied for my loan.
Really?
Wait, you, like...
Bro,
you
I got bad credit,
Hold
too.
On. We expect Jose to have bad credit.
Yeah.
Okay, that's like a given. Why do you have bad credit?
I don't. I have great credit.
What?
Then why would they deny you?
Well, I immediately thought it must be because of my lack of a blue check mark on Facebook. They must have looked and been like, you know what? He's not as famous as I think he is. But no, apparently I have too good of credit.
That's not a thing.
That's what I thought.
Because it's a used car?
No, to get a used car, you have too good of... Someone's lying to you.
Because I'm the type of person that likes to pay stuff off as quickly as I can in full. I do not like having debt and outstanding payments to make. And I kept asking the lady on the phone, why? Like, why can't I get a loan because I'm too good at paying off my payments? And she just kept repeating to me, like, yeah, I see you had some student loans that were paid off, and you have a previous car loan that's almost paid in full. It's just not good for you.
It's not good for you?
That's what they said.
I think you need to talk to somebody else.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I do not understand how I get denied for a loan when I don't have debt.
Whoa. Maybe they think you're too rich.
I'll take your credit card shopping. Don't pay it off, and I'll help you.
Perfect.
Yay!
That's a great idea.
Okay. Yeah.
I think maybe just call a different bank.
Well, I don't know what to
like
do.
Just borrow like 30 grand from Brooke. She's got it.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I'll come to you after this. Text into 78592. Tell us what you've been thinking about lately, positive or negative. We want to hear about it. We'll read your text coming up right after.